Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply evangelize. Evangelize. This is a special training segment today, my friends, a deviation from what we normally do. Most of the time on the Wow Factor calls, we get very excited about the goodness of God, so much so that maybe we'll share it with somebody else. In this particular segment, my friends, this is all about what we do to bring those people that don't know God into the fold so that they can understand the beauty of the relationship that we have and know that they can have one themselves. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 11:30 that he who wins souls is wise. It's a good thing when you are able to connect with someone and they then give their heart and soul and mind and being over to Christ and accept his goodness. Now, there's a process for getting this done. I like to call it the AAA method, the three key ways of evangelizing effectively. That first component is that A is knowing your audience. Yes, my friends and neighbors, identifying your audience. You see, in the business world, they do it very, very effectively. If you watch a football game, they're going to show you commercials that target the audience that's most likely to watch that game. These would be beer commercials. Why? Because those that typically watch those games are more likely to consume alcohol. Then if you turn on the television on Saturday when cartoons are playing, or put it on a network that only shows cartoons, watch those commercials. Cereal, toys, games, candy, amusement parks. Why? Because the audience that are going to watch those shows most likely are children. And that way the advertisers know their audience. By the same token, my friends, it's important for us to know our audience. So the question is, who needs Christ? Who needs the Savior that we love so much? I'm going to give you just a few target audiences. First, I'm going to outline that the poor, the sick, the wounded, those in bondage, mentally, physically, spiritually, those individuals need Christ. The Bible says in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. My friends and neighbors, when you meet people that are going through things, they don't know which way is up. They've been challenged all their lives. They need a Savior. I'm telling you, my friends and neighbors, that if you come in contact with someone who's going through bouts of depression and they're struggling and they're wounded and they're hurting, the best part about it is not only do they need a Savior, you can introduce them. Another target audience of ours is the successful. Now remember, it's not just the poor who need a Savior. The successful do as well. Remember, the Bible says in Mark 8:36, for what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And remember, the Bible tells us in Luke 19:2 that there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief among the publicans and he was rich. Later on, we discover that he wanted to see Jesus so desperately, he climbed up a tree, and then Jesus invited him to come down out of the tree and said, listen, I'm staying at your house today. You see, my friends and neighbors, there are many people who may make tons of money. They're doing very well. They drive the nice cars and live in wonderful homes. And don't let that make you believe that they don't need a Savior. My friend Zacchaeus is a perfect example. He had everything that he could desire from a worldly perspective, but his heart was empty. He climbed a tree to get closer to Jesus. So I don't care who it is that you know that is successful. I want you to think of not only the poor that you know, think of all the successful people in your circle and make sure that we're able to show the love of Jesus to them as well. The other component, the other audience that needs a Savior is the hard worker. Think of all the hardworking people you know. Those that work 12-hour days, those that work on weekends, those that work night shifts and they're asleep much of the day. They need a Savior too. The Bible says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is Jesus talking. He says, if we take his yoke upon us and learn of him, he's meek and lowly in heart, and we will find rest unto our souls. There are many people who work hard and they're physically tired and they need a Savior. And it's our responsibility, my friends and neighbors, to introduce the beautiful part, this beautiful relationship of Jesus Christ to them. So we know our audience, right? Now we need to learn our approach. That's the second A. And when you're thinking about the the approach, I'd like for you to consider this method of inform, inspire, and invite. Informing people about the goodness of God, one, by your personal life and testimony is great. Then also, like the Bible says in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word that we should be instant, in season and out of season. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should always be ready to inform with the word of God. Our testimony is great. Nothing converts, transforms, heals, and delivers like the word of God. We should inform them how much God loves them. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by Jesus. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should inform those we know about the fact that Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And then once they've gotten the information, it's time for us to give them the inspiration. This one is when your personal testimony comes into play. You know, the Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. That's Psalms 19:11. Yes, my friends, we should inspire them by letting them know that pleasing God is the most important objective in anybody's life, and how everything comes to fruition when we can do that. Inspiring them by letting them know that Enoch had one simple testimony, that he pleased God. And listen, that we don't have to have a degree to please him. We don't have to have an education to please him. We don't have to know a whole lot of things about a whole lot of places and people and situations to please him. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So all we have to do is have the faith and we can win. Now listen, after we inspire them, we've got to invite them. Yes, invitation just says, like the Bible says in Hebrews 4:7, today if you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Open up your heart to him. My friends, when was the last time you invited somebody to serve Christ? Invited someone to receive the goodness of God? Invited somebody not to work for the gift? They don't have to do that. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 that we are saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works. So we can't boast about it. So my friends, I challenge you to inform them, inspire them, invite them to experience a new life in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm not saying just invite them to say a prayer. No. I'm saying invite them to accept and receive the beauty of the Holy Spirit of God that is willing to dwell on the inside of everyone who believes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're going to evangelize today and every day. Listen, I hope this training, this time of yours was great, and that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.